So, welcome back, Tom. And first things first, how's this week been since that fine victory on Tuesday night against Gainsborough?
Yeah, it's been good. We had a good training session last night. The lads seem to be buzzing around again in the dressing room, so all good. The confidence seems to be back. So, fingers crossed we can go out against Bradford and give them a good game.
One of the things which now we've had time to think about the performance, obviously Craig Linfield's goal was superb, and some excellent displays as well on the night as well from the likes of Crawford and Senior. And going into this game then this weekend, we did a little impromptu interview with Mr. King, who was man of the match for FC Live, and obviously it was his farewell tour on the night. Yes. But it transpires he's staying for one more game.
Yeah, I think we got the dates wrong, so we've got him for another game. So that's great news for us. Yeah, we're happy with that.
And what's he going to bring to this performance on Saturday? Because it's a home game, and it feels like the home form for FC United's very, very important in this running.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've had a good home form for most of the season, so that'll be massive tomorrow. With Kingy, he just loses his confidence. He's great on the ball. He's got a good pace. He's strong. And for a young lad, he's got great potential in the game.
And the other thing we saw on Tuesday night was the fact, you know, we did change things. We did adapt the formation slightly. One thing you've been saying over recent weeks is just the fact that you want the team to be able to adapt and change. Do you feel like you're getting a lot more options available now?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of players that can play in a lot of different positions for us. And we do work hard on different formations because, obviously, we've seen before that plan A doesn't always go according to plan. So you need a plan B and a plan C sometimes. So that's why we work on different things and try different players in different areas. And hopefully that'll be good for us going forward until the end of the season.
And the other thing we should say going into this game is obviously it was transfer deadline day. They do happen in non-league football, remarkably. And
yeah.
The club has acted and promoted four members of the academy squad. That feels like more just to give them a bit of exposure to the first team training setup and that kind of thing. It won't do them any harm going forward, will it?
No, definitely not. No, they're all good lads. We've had them in training for a while now, and a few of them played in the little friendly game against the RAF. So, yeah, they've all got great potential. So, fingers crossed for the club. It's great for the future.
And finally, then, Tom, how are we looking squad wise going into tomorrow? I suppose that's the most important question. How are we looking?
Yeah, it'll be pretty much a similar squad to Tuesday night. There's no more knocks, no more injuries, or anything like that. It was just Sam Baird with his minor concussion that we'll miss out for the next 2 weeks.
Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, taking your time out of your busy day, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You will. Thanks, man. Thanks, Ben.